from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on this Wednesday. Paul Savage in for Tommy. We'll see if Tommy can make it by before the end of this second hour. Grady Dick joins us in about 15 minutes from now. Looking forward to catch up with the former collegiate and Sunrise Hoop star, former KU star, now of the Toronto Raptors, back in town for basketball camp. We'll catch up with Grady. We'll be good to do that as in just a few minutes. Paul, hour number two kicks off here. We want to tell folks about the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. That's where Jad Chambers is sitting, waiting for your calls. And it is brought to you by IHOP, bringing back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. That's there for you. We've got a Tim Tebow giveaway running. He's got an event coming. That is an easy one to enter. Text Tim to 20357. So you got that one going for you. Message and data rates apply. We'll get HTO giveaway coming a little later in the hour as well. So lots of good stuff. You'll have Royals baseball tonight, which will be right here on KFH. It's also on the Odyssey app. Tune in to the game on KFH against the Red Sox. Broadcast starts at 7 o'clock. You can also listen to it on the Odyssey app. Search for KFH. I listen to a lot of things on the Odyssey app while I'm mowing the yard, bouncing around. Maybe I'm out of the listening area for KFH. That Odyssey app is a great tool for you. You can also, by the way, get this show in podcast form right there on the Odyssey app if you're not able to listen to us live. So if you're listening to us right now from the future on the Odyssey app, thank you. We appreciate it. We also have our video streams for you. 12 News Connected. Thanks to all our viewers now on 12 News Connected. On Facebook, on YouTube, and X. You can leave your comments that way. We've had an email comment. Whatever you want to do to get in touch with the program, we're there. And look, we say this all the time. Ladies, when we get Savage in here on Wednesdays, settle down now.
That's it.
Settle down now.
Yeah, don't try to get up to the front of the line. I'll get to everybody.
There you go. There's Mr. Savage. Never breaking hearts. All right. So we've been talking about the Chiefs. This is great. Jad gets us. Mitch Holthus has conversations with Steve and Ted last couple of weeks out from St. Joe, and Jad brings us pieces of that to sort of talk about and analyze here. So today's sound is Mitch having a conversation with a guy who I think is sneakily got the most upside to take that next step as an all-pro type player. And that's George Karloftis. Furious George. This could be a big year for him.
Could be.
And for this entire Chiefs defense. Let's go to the audio here. Mitch having a conversation with George Karloftis and what he thinks of it.
What have you focused on? Hand placement, footwork, lower body? What has been your main emphasis?
I mean, for me, it's always a holistic approach and trying to just get better in every single thing. You know, just there's this book. It's called The Book of Five Rings, written by Miyamoto Musashi. So it's to know the way broadly is to know it in all things. And, you know, just trying to get better in every single thing that you do and being a well-versed football player, person, and all that stuff. That's been my main emphasis.
Final question. How much did the Thomas stuff help you? And then two, what have you learned about the nuances of the game? I mean, you've had two giant years here.
Yeah, it's the experience is the greatest teacher, and Tomba's had a lot of that experience. I've started to get that experience too, and it's been amazing. He's been a great mentor, a fantastic friend, and I can't say enough great things about him.
Have you read that book, Steve? The Abadi 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 book, the five. He peeled that off, and I'm like, can you slow that down, George? Like, he's so smart. Yeah, you know, it's a holistic approach, and it's the whole, if you have all things, you have many things and some things. And I'm like, what? I tried to get through Tip and Mitten in Smith Center Kindergarten. The last book I read was the American Ag Credit Annual Report. Yeah. You know, so.
Is that the one?
I don't know if you've.
Is that the one with Jughead in it, and Archie?
Yes, that's the one. And the colored picture, Alfred E. Newman. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's mad.
That's good stuff. That was pretty deep there from Karloftis. I like when you get thinkers like that, especially on a football field, because everybody thinks a dumb jock, you know, like whatever. But that's certainly never the case, especially with football players. And to have some, that kind of stuff matters. It's half mental. I mean, maybe not quite half in football, but it's up there. George Karloftis has got a chance, Paul, to be a really, really special player. If Jones is good and Karloftis continues to grow, because he's been really good. Don't misunderstand. He's already really good. He could be the next guy. If you're asking me, like, who's that next player for the Chiefs that just takes that gigantic step and everybody's like, are you serious? Are you kidding me with this right now? It would be him. He would be that highest ceiling type player for the Chiefs. You know, what does that mean as far as stats? I think he had 10.5 last year in his second year. He had 6. Can he get to 15? I think he can. And I think that's the kind of ceiling this cat has. I think he's good. I think he's really good, and he's going to get really good, and at some point going to get really expensive. But he's got a chance to be one of the better pass rushers in this league.
What he has is a natural explosion off the ball. And you know something? That's extremely hard to coach. I mean, you can coach kids to be aggressive, and there are things that you can do. There are drills that you can do. But every once in a while, one of those kids comes along that is just in his nature. It's how he does things. It's who he is. Explosion off the ball. And I think you would probably agree with me that he has a great amount of natural explosion. And the position that he plays, that's very, very important, because that gap between, that gap between lining up on a player or outside a player or in a shade or whatever he's doing, and closing that gap is so, so important in attacking who's lined up on you. And he's got that sort of a natural deal. That's probably, if you ask me what's the big edge that he has and why does he have a big upside, it appears to me, a natural explosion, a natural aggression towards the blocking players. And when you have that, boy, what's the ceiling? I mean, what is the ceiling? And I think for this kid that there's going to become a time where we're going to talk about him in this league amongst the best that play that position. That's just my opinion. It could, I could be all wrong, but I think that's where we're at with this kid.
I agree. Among the best in the league right now, they need him to do a lot of things, and really, I think there's probably more pressure and attention on the other side. Is it Felix Anudike Uzomah? Can he deliver on the high draft capital? We certainly, as a K-State guy, hope that he can. But I think Karloftis has already established himself as a good player. I just think he could take that next step and become an elite player. And in fact, I think he's probably the most likely on this defense to do that. And, you know, a healthy Chris Jones certainly helps him do that.
Oh, no question.
And look, if you lose L'Jarius Sneed, which is going to be a big loss for this team, one of the things, Paul, that you can really do to help out the secondary, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. Oh, pass
Put
rush.
Pressure on the quarterback.
Pass rush.
Right?
Well, that's yeah, that goes without saying. We've harped on that for years, haven't we?
So we'll see. A lot of attention is going to be on that other side, but I have this feeling Karlaftis is going to be a really, really good player this year and effective. That was interesting. I would not have expected that kind of sound, and that was fun, and we appreciate that. Again, those conversations happening over on Steve and Ted every morning on KNSS. Mitch, of course, the voice of the Chiefs. We're getting here pretty close to being ready to bring in our Chiefs insider, Dan Israel, every right. week.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason games start this weekend, Paul, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I do actually think there's quite a bit of intrigue for the Chiefs in this particular preseason. Really want to see left tackle, certainly. Really want to see the wide receivers working together. I don't think we're pretty confident that the wide receivers are going to be awesome, but I would like to see, you know, the rotation and how that's looking. And, you know, can Worthy be like a week one contributor? It certainly seems through practice that he can, but mm-hmm. we got to get him out on the game field. Mm-hmm. And I don't know yet. We haven't heard Andy Reid talks today, by the way, from Chiefs camp. So does Harrison Butker. It's Reid, Mahomes, and Butker. So we'll have some reaction to those conversations a little bit tomorrow. But if Reid talks today, today is probably the day we learn how much the starters are going to play. And probably it's going to be what Andy Reid typically does in this new altered preseason, which is a series. So we'll get that information. I would imagine that will come this afternoon when the Chiefs start. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk about all of that. But we can take your Chiefs comments and calls. The IHOP hotline is going to get tied up if you're here just a second. But you can leave us your comments on our video stream, on YouTube, on Facebook, on X, 12 News Connected. We've had emails into the show today. Lots of different ways you can react to the Chiefs. What do you guys say? What is Karlaftis' ceiling? I'd say about 15 sacks. I think he's got that in the tank. We'll see. He has been a really good player for them. All right, let's take a break. So Grady Dick, Toronto Raptor, former KU star, former Sunrise star, former Wichita Collegiate star, back home for a basketball camp. We'll tell you how you can get involved in that basketball camp, and we'll just play catch up a little bit with Grady Dick. It's been a minute. It's been a while for Grady. We'll do it all when Sports Daily returns. It's Albrock. It's Savage. Chad Chambers producing. Don't go away.
KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on a Wednesday. Jacob Albrocht, Paul Savage in for Tommy. We'll see if Tommy can jump in for part of the conversation here with Grady Dick. Happy to have Grady on the IHOP hotline. It's been a little while since we've talked to Grady. 1 year in the books now in the NBA for the Toronto Raptors. Grady's got a basketball camp coming up tomorrow. We'll get you the details on how you can get involved in that in just a little bit. Grady, how are you? Welcome to Sports Daily.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
So what is the difference for you in year, you know, now you're not a rookie anymore. How different has this offseason been than last offseason? I would imagine a little less chaotic.
Oh, for sure. You know, a lot more smooth, you know, kind of less stress, but really just the same amount of work. It definitely feels different with a year under my belt where I can kind of, you know, have more of a leash to help the new guys and, you know, kind of build that leadership role a bit more. So it's been great.
Tell us about Toronto. I loved the fit. We loved it when you were drafted. It's a really cool city. But as you look back now, how do the prospects for you as a pro there certainly grow? I mean, look, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but your season, especially as a scorer, really started to pick up late. Last couple of, you know, months of the season, you were scoring at a higher clip. Did you feel like you found that groove? And, you know, what did you learn? What's the team telling you their expectations are for you now going into that second year?
Yeah. I love Toronto. I love the team, love the city. But I think, you know, the best part about it was just the leadership we had on our team, the older guys, and, you know, my vet, Garrett Temple, kind of giving me good advice a bit about You know, there's going to be ups and downs in every season, but, you know, kind of just try to stay in the middle. Don't get too up, don't get too low. And I think that's what kind of transitioned to the later half of the season, where I just kind of let the game come to me and kind of got in a groove, like you said. And at the end of the day, just played basketball. I've been playing since a little kid. So, yeah, it's been good.
Well, you know, Grady, one of the questions that I'd love to ask you is regard to KU, the University of Kansas, and how that had an effect on your ability to play in the NBA. What's that one or two little things that you learned at the University of Kansas that has now translated to you with a what looks like is going to be one whale of a great NBA career? What's the one or two things at the University of Kansas you learned?
Well, at Kansas, I think that's, you know, the best college, you know, to get prepared for the next level and really whatever you want after in your basketball career. I think a couple of little bits that I remember just from Coach Self was, I don't know, just, you know, going in game situations and, you know, it's not always the same in the past with Coach Self of, you know, having the young guys come in and, you know, make a mistake, you're coming right out. But I think, you know, in my situation, I had the fortunate opportunity to make a mistake and kind of learn through it. And, you know, through those times, I think that kind of helped me transition and mature in my game. And really just playing in the Big 12, I feel like prepared me, because I think that's the best, you know, most competitive league out there. And kind of transitioning to the NBA was smoother than, you know, any other college I would have went to, for sure.
I mean, it's just getting better too, Grady. I am curious. So you saw last year play out. I would imagine it's hard to take it in all the time, but as you made a difficult decision, and we watched, you know, Johnny Furphy make a difficult decision, guys have to do that all the time. Did you ever get through at any point in that first season and have any regrets whatsoever for coming out at just 1 year in college instead of staying and playing more there?
Oh, never, never. I'll never regret that, because, you know, as much as I love KU and it's been my dream school since a little kid, you know, this is my ultimate dream, you know, to be in this position I'm at right now. And, you know, I can't pass it up. And so when I just remind myself that every day that, you know, I achieved that dream, but there's still, you know, I'm still just getting started, is that's motivation for me. But, you know, I would lie if I said, you know, I didn't miss Kansas. You know, I missed all my friends there. And, you know, but that's, you know, kind of the opportunity that I have when I'm back in Kansas to kind of see, you know, my siblings and see my friends. But no, I'll never regret, you know, making that decision.
You know, Grady, I sit here and I have to chuckle a little bit, and I think to myself, you know, here you are, you're still a young man, and you step out onto an NBA court. Is there any one player that you stepped out on the court with and you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm on a basketball court with this guy? Who's that one guy that just kind of took your breath? I guess it could be a guy like LeBron or somebody like that, but is there that one guy that you go, wow?
Yeah, I think that kind of kicks in before the game, you know, when we're all up and the stadium's empty and you kind of see everyone coming for their pregame shooting. A couple of those guys, yeah, definitely LeBron. I'd say he's number one, and that's been my GOAT, you know, growing up. So I think he's the best player of all time. So that's pretty cool to be on the same court as him and be able to compete against him. But I mean, it's fun to kind of see and learn stuff about me, because when I'm on the court, you know, it's just, you know, another basketball player, and, you know, I'm competing against them. But yeah, definitely before, I was like, yeah, yeah, I looked up to, for sure.
What clicked for you, Grady? It talked about it for just a second, but your scoring went way up toward the second half of the season. What was it that clicked, and how do you build on that now in year two?
I think it's just, you know, getting used to the pace of the game. You know, at every level of basketball, it's different. You know, I had to kind of get, you know, transition to the college level the same way. Whereas I need the game to slow down, and just that just comes with repetition and minutes. So I feel like, you know, going towards the end of the season, the middle towards the end, the game started to slow down for me, and, you know, started making, you know, better decisions where I can kind of have the ball in my hands and just be able to facilitate and all that good stuff. So I think, yeah, just, you know, learning the pace of my game and really just building every day, you know, outside of the games too in practice.
Well, you averaged 21.1 minutes per game. I guess at this point, you're probably anticipating that amount of time on the floor to go up. How much do you anticipate you'll be playing? How many minutes do you think you'll be averaging, say, your second year? Because I've got a feeling it's going to be more than 21.1.
Yeah, it was 30 in the second half of the year. That takes a little conditioning, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, the NBA size court is a little different, but unfortunately, we had a bunch of guys out. But at the same time, I think that was a huge point that my vet Garrett Temple, kind of gave me little bits of advice of just being prepared for everything. You know, the season's a little different than 30 some games in college compared to 82. So it's about being prepared, and you never know when your name's going to be called, all that good stuff. So yeah, transition to the next season, it's really just being prepared, and that preparation and practice really is going to build my readiness in the game.
Toronto Raptors, former KU, former Sunrise, former Collegiate, Grady Dick joining us here on Sports Daily. Appreciate the time as we've got a camp coming up in a couple of days. We'll get to that in just a second. I got to ask you, Grady, I was with the Royals in Canada during their World Series run. Two things for me that I need to get your take on. See what you think. Poutine and ketchup potato chips.
Oh yeah, I've had a good amount of both.
Do you like both? Because I liked one a whole lot and not the other.
Which one do you like? Chips?
I love those ketchup potato chips are money, man. Well, I don't even know what the other one is.
What are you talking about?
Poutine.
It's French fries and curds and gravy and I think those are the main three. They just like smother them. It's not like I couldn't do it. Do you like them?
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. They got different poutines at different places. Like they have it at literally every restaurant, which is actually crazy. So I don't know. There's a lot of new things I have to try still.
Ketchup chips though. We got to get those down here. All right, great. Let's talk about your camp. So you've got a camp. It's out at Wichita Hoops. It's I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's a one-day camp, but it's for all ages. So you guys, you're going to be out there all day with different kids. Why did you do this, and what do people need to know about it?
Why did I do it? Really just, I remember being in that position, in the same position of being the kid and going to every single camp I could have when I was little. And, now that I'm here in my shoes, it's kind of crazy to think that I'm putting on my own camp. So, it's an exciting time for me and my family and hopefully Wichita. So yeah, tomorrow we have our camp at Wichita Hoops, K through five at nine to noon, and grade 6 to 12 at 1 to 4. So it's an exciting time, and finally that I get to kind of put it on my own is special for me for sure.
Tell me, Grady, real quick before we let you go. It's been a wild off season for KU. They're going to probably be number one or two or three or something like that. How much have you paid attention to it, and what do you think their chances are to get another natty this year?
Oh, we need them to for sure. I hope they go all the way. Like I said earlier, a lot of my friends are still there. So every chance I get, I'm going to try to make it to Lawrence and see how they're doing and catch up with my guys. So as much as I've seen, it's going to be an exciting season for sure.
Well, check out Grady's camp. If you're around tomorrow, you can get tickets still available, I assume, for that. Grady, there's still spots available for people to get on that?
Yeah, for sure. You can still sign up, and then, walk-ups, I guess, are welcome tomorrow.
That's out at Wichita Hoops. You'll have, grades K through 5, 9 to noon, grades 6 through 12, 1 to 4. So walk-ups, probably the easiest way to do it. Just head out there if you're interested in that camp. Grady, be good. Stay healthy. We appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
There goes Grady Dick, Toronto Raptors, former KU Jayhawk, Wichita, all kinds of good stuff. If you missed any of that, you got to jump on. You can get the Odyssey app, and you can go back and listen to that conversation. Love it, Paul. Look, Grady was coming on strong.
He's only going to get better. Seriously, he is only going to get better. And he was coming. Listen, I have a hard time even thinking. A young man his age comes out when he comes out. Can you imagine stepping onto the court with guys that are the pros of today? I'm just telling you, it's amazing. He started to figure it out, and he came on strong in the second half of the year. I mean, look, even throughout the whole year, he averaged 8.5 points. Listen, he is just a stone's throw away from averaging 15 to 18 points a game. I mean, that's just
it's
the
not
way.
Even that. That's what he was averaging, toward the end of the season. And Toronto is going to lean into him. I'm excited about it. I love the fit. I love Canada. I'm glad he's up there. It's really cool. I'm glad he's back too. So that camp, if you're looking for one maybe final thing for your kids before they go back to school, again, that's tomorrow out at Wichita Hoops. We appreciate Grady, his family, and his people for helping us facilitate that there. But you'll see probably Grady make his rounds a little bit on the local tour here. Hopefully he's able to catch up with a lot of folks while he's in town. But, you know, you're early in the year. It's all work right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he was working today right before. I think probably that's where he just called us from, was mm-hmm. from a workout. You don't get to take, especially as a young guy, you don't get to take any time off.
No, that's a grind. Isn't it? Well, what a grind.
It's crazy.
Oh, my. Crazy. I mean, I have a hard time even comprehending.
People, you know, like you just put yourself in the perspective for just a second to be on the road almost half the year.
Half the year.
That's you know, right. Town to town. Like, it's tough. Being on the road's hard. Like, it is not easy to be on the road, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, who sleeps good in a hotel? Like, be honest here. Nobody does, right?
Like, you're
sleeping at a hotel. Yeah. But we love that Grady's finding some success. We love that he's back here in town doing this camp, and always appreciate catching up with him. Again, if you missed any of it, you can go to the Odyssey app, and you can download that and listen to it and get some of his thoughts on the NBA, on KU, and all the other good stuff coming
Jacob.
In here. All right. Yes, Chad.
One thing I can't understand, you don't like poutine?
You like poutine, Jad?
How is it possible that you don't like poutine? It is just everything.
Well, it's probably
delicious.
The curds. I don't love curds, is the thing. You know, no.
Well, okay, that would be a prerequisite. You would like
So I understand. Now I'm understanding your question. You asked me that question because I love like mixing foods and doing all that stuff.
Right.
The problem is French fries are better crispy than soggy, right? I think we'd all agree on that.
Yeah, we will agree there.
Poutine gets them too soggy. Like the gravy, it's the great, like all of it. It's just like it gets a little sloppy in the fact that you're French fries are one of my favorite foods in the world.
They get that soggy, you might as well put it on a baked potato and be done with it.
And which is fine, but I'd rather my fries be crispy.
If you've ever had English poutine, they do that. It is on baked potatoes, not fried.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, that makes
I will
sense.
Say that. I'm not kidding. Go try a ketchup potato chip and explain to me why that's not a normal flavor here.
Okay, we're going to be amazing. On the opposite end of that one because I don't like ketchup.
What?
Well, then you're not going to like
ketchup
flavored
potato
chips.
Sorry.
That is un-American.
I'm not
Patrick Mahomes is deeply, deeply offended by that. ketchup's great. It should be a flavor of our potato chips. I'm telling you, it's delicious. I smuggled some back
ketchup,
across the border for my wife to try.
Yeah, ketchup is how I get my vegetables.
Right. Yeah, so tomatoes, yeah. You and my five-year-old son would agree on that. That's a good way to get vegetables. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if Tommy's able to stop by. We'll get into the Royals. Let's look at this Royals game tonight with Cole Reagans. We'll look at some of the bets. We'll see if the Royals can bounce back. You'll hear the game tonight. It's a big one, man. It is a big, big Royals contest tonight. We'll begin to dig into that when we return on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, you want to win some HTO iced tea and free rain coffee? We've got a chance to win one of each right now. These will be good for either Wichita location, East or West Wichita, or in Derby. All you have to do is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357 for your opportunity to win one of each, a free rain coffee, a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors of the iced tea to choose from. Good luck. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply on that contest. Paul, dadgummit, the White Sox won a game. They just couldn't get it done for us. Two games shy of the record losing streak, which was going to come against the team that owned that record. 21 games in a row is all they could do. I mean, come on now. Like, you were that close and you couldn't get it done. Really? White Sox?
Yeah, 120 years. Nobody. I mean, they were on the precipice of beating a record 120 years old. I mean, come on now. I mean, but I'll tell you what, I did happen to catch I think this morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, I did catch a little bit of the highlights of that game. And when the game was over, obviously, everybody was smiling and playing.
Wouldn't you be?
I mean, yes, I would. As a matter of fact, it would be like a burden lifted off my shoulders if I was a part of that. Now, let me just say this. I've been a part of some pretty crummy teams. I've been a part of that. And it weighs on you. It does weigh on you. And their smiles were great and well-deserved. But, I mean, the streak starts over because what's better? What's better about that team? Right now, that's a team that's not very good, and the streak would just start a new streak. I mean, there's still 7 weeks left in the season. That's a good opportunity to lose a lot of games.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not going to be good all of a sudden. Nope. I mean, are we going to get to another 21-game losing streak here?
That's right.
Probably not. Probably not 21. But, what a major letdown. Right, that's a letdown. We really wanted it. We really wanted to see them challenge it. Now, I guess all our eyes are on: can they challenge, the all-time losing streak of the Mets in the modern era of 123 losses? I don't think they're going to get there yet either. It's been since July 10th. July 10th. There's a funny stat floating around yesterday, and it's been out there. The American League All-Star team had more wins since July 10th in the Chicago White Sox.
Oh my God. That's not even fair. But it's funny.
It's true.
It's true, and it's funny, but it's not fair. I have sympathy for these guys. Anybody that's ever been on a team that's not very good understands the pressure that it puts on one. I've experienced that. Unfortunately, I have experienced that, but it's hard on you. Really and truly, it weighs
on you.
Well,
yeah, it sucks. I mean, it sucks for them.
It weighs on you.
Yeah, for us, we wanted to see them keep losing. But they didn't, and so be it. All right, so we get Red Sox-Royals tonight, Paul. This should be a good one. Cutter Crawford, he's been in some pretty big moments. He's been good this year. Cole Reagans, at times, has been very, very good for the Royals, most of the time, in fact. There are some metrics that would tell you Cutter Crawford's having an even better year than Cole Reagans. He's striking out more guys. His whip is lower. His ERA is a little bit higher, though. But two very comparable young pitchers taking the bump. Royals are at home. They're fairly heavy favorites tonight at home, which is interesting to me. But they are. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to have to be the Royals getting out to a fast start, I think. I mean, they're so good at scoring runs late, not giving up. And I know the Red Sox bullpen has been a problem, and you'd like to get to them late. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice to get to them early? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice to get out there? And they had the lead yesterday. I get it. They had the lead yesterday. Vinny Pasquantino continues to mash. But it just, like, these losses coming in games you feel like they should have won, that stings even more. And the fact that it's the Red Sox doing it right now stings, of course, even more. You lose this game, and you're no longer in third place in the wild card. You're now behind Boston. And I'll check this. I don't believe Kansas City plays any more games against Boston. So, you know, you lose your head-to-head opportunities. You lost two of three at their place in July. Now you hope that you only lose two out of three in this series. And let me just take one quick look. This is the last game you'll play against Boston, who is almost certainly going to be there in the end.
Right.
They have a series against Minnesota still coming. They have a series in Houston still coming. So they have six against Minnesota. They have four against Houston. This is it against Boston. Those head-to-head opportunities against these teams that are going to be, you know, in the mix for that second and third wild card spot are dwindling. You don't get a ton of them.
Right.
So you got to take advantage. They got to win this game today.
Well, it feels like to me, and for the last 2 months, and I'm going to say 2 months, I think it probably goes back to sometime in early June, that the Royals have trailed the Twins by a consistent, what, 1 to 2 games, somewhere in that area?
Twins have stayed home.
It feels like it's been all summer. And maybe it has been all summer, but I can tell
it's been for a while.
It's been for a while. At some point, you've got to pass them. You've got to get by them.
Well, you get them six times down the stretch.
That's my point, is that at some point, you're not going to get a wild card if Minnesota is a half a game up on you.
Really?
No.
You don't think the Royals are going to beat out Boston-Houston? You think they got to get ahead of Minnesota?
I do. I think they've got to get ahead. Well, in order to ensure it, what do you think of that? I mean, come on, Boston. You don't think so?
No, I do think there's a real chance that it's the Twins and the Royals that are the two other wildcard teams, and that Boston and Houston miss out.
You want to be sure? If you want to be sure, get on the other side of the Twins.
Right, and make the Twins be the odd man out. I get what you're saying. Right. I think that they're both good enough teams, though, that they both can get there. And look, six games is a lot of games against Minnesota, where you could have real significant implications if it skews heavily one way or the other. And that's what's happening in Boston right now with Boston. So you don't get a ton of games against the Red Sox over the course of a season when you're not in their division. You know, it's a little less weighted than it used to be. You know, you lost two or three to them. We keep talking about it in July. You have lost two out of three so far to them in this series. You only get six games against them in the course of a season. That can matter if you end up, look, if they end up going 1-5 in six games against Boston, we look back in Boston, I mean, that's right where you'll look. That's the difference of four games in the standings just right there. Mm-hmm. You win today and it's far less significant. 2-4 and it's meant two games in the standings, Paul. That's the head-to-head thing is weird, right? Because there are times where you don't gain or accomplish anything more often than not, and there are times where it can be catastrophic. Mm-hmm. And that's what it would be, 1-5 against that team. I don't think there's Boston's going to be there in the end.
They
will be there in the end. And so that will weigh heavily on a playoff chase if Boston, you know, because you flip it upside down and they'd be behind the Royals five games in the wild card standings right now.
Right.
But this is where we are, right? This is where we are. The Royals haven't been able to get it done, but the difference in 2-4 in those six games and 1-5 is significant. Mm-hmm. It's the difference of two games in reality. Mm-hmm. That's what these head-to-head games present. They make two games difference in the standings, right?
Right.
Because you're gaining and losing ground. You guarantee it at the same time.
And that's
why this weighs heavily, obviously, today.
And the American League East has a guaranteed at least one, Maybe
Wild
two.
Protein.
Huh? Say what now?
One for sure, yeah. Boston
one
or
for sure.
Not Boston. No. Baltimore and New York.
One of those two will be guaranteed the wild card. I mean, that's just that's where we're at right now. Their lead is significant enough, I think, at this point, three or four
Well,
games.
And they're both really good.
So that so that goes without saying. So now you've got basically four teams, at least four teams, that are looking for that other, if we're looking for a for another wild card spot. So it's going to be tough. You just, but nothing says we'll make the playoffs like winning, and particularly say you take four out of the six against the Twins when that series comes. Boy, that'll go a long way for it.
Well, right, and look, that's the other thing too. We have these again. I say this all. This is the beauty of a playoff chase. We overreact to everything. That's what makes a playoff chase so fun. That's what makes baseball the most fun, is when you do overreact to every game out of 162. Could Baltimore or New York go on a bad losing streak and cost themselves? Yeah, there's 2 months left. Of course they can.
Sure.
Right? Could Boston stumble and fall? Of course they can.
Of course, yeah. Right.
Minnesota, could the Royals win six games against the Twins? Of course they can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those things are possible.
Sure,
you just
are.
try to look at it and think of what's probable more than what's possible, I think, when you're in a playoff chase. That's what makes these games feel heavier. And quite frankly, that's what makes it more fun over the course of it. I say it all the time. There's nothing better than a playoff chase. There's nothing better than relevant right. baseball, because it consumes, you know, sometimes three, four. For this year, I think for the Royals, it's been basically it'll be the entire six-month season. Because it's, you know, because you've had to wait so long for it, but it makes it more fun to look forward to a game and think of it tonight as like, I can't miss that, man. They got to win that game.
Yeah. You know,
and Royals, it's going to be just miserable for tomorrow on a day off. You get sweat like, oh God, it's just be the worst.
You know,
if they don't win that today.
I know it. And I have this tendency. I want to ask you, I'm not going to ask you, but I want to ask you, well, what's your gut say? I mean, you've got a great baseball gut. Your
they'll be
baseball
in.
Gut
my gut
is better.
Says they'll
than,
be in.
I wasn't
my
going to ask you though. I wasn't going to put you on the spot. My gut
says that they'll be in. I think they're going to make it.
That's a heck of a gut.
I think that, you know, I think they've got too much starting pitching. I think that they have a really good middle of the lineup. There's too much magic with Bobby Witt Jr. right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think they added to the bullpen. They've got to figure that part out still, but they added talent to it. There's no question. The one, I think the biggest threat to it is, can this starting pitching hold up as they've all are reaching innings thresholds they've never reached before? I think we've seen, you know, Lugo several different times now look a little shakier, certainly than he did early in the year. I think Brady Singer is in that same category, and Reagan's will be too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they brought in Michael Lorenzen,
right.
though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've done the things to help them. Bubic has looked really strong. I think they'll be in. I think that's, like, as much as we get frustrated with the bullpen, I think the real biggest threat for this team is the stamina of the starting pitching, which has been so good. But yeah, I do think that they will get there.
Got that feeling. God, I wasn't even going to ask you. I thought it was just, I really felt like it was going to be a little too early to ask you that. But by golly,
I think they'll get there. Look, just go roster to roster. Yeah. You really think Boston has a better roster than Kansas City? Well, I don't.
Well, no, probably not. But I just
got a little deeper lineup. You know, and that's about it.
You'll know a lot more after the
Houston.
After the Twins
now,
series.
Houston, if you said roster to roster, I might concede that. But I don't think it's overwhelming. And Houston's, you know, Houston's got a lot of Seattle and a lot of Texas to deal with down the home stretch. Mm-hmm. Texas is going to get better because they're going to start getting some pitching back. Mm-hmm. And Seattle looks good. Those teams are almost like they may be in an AL West race as much as they're in a wild card race. So we just real quick on the Royals schedule. By the way, this segment of the show is brought to you by Crestview Country Club. I was out with my two daughters last night playing.
Oh, good for you.
I'm consistently shooting in the mid-90s right now, which for me is good. Now, I have never shot around a golf sub-90. That's what my goal is by the end of this golf season. Crestview has 36 holes to choose from. And here's what I do. I go out there after I get home from TV, which means I can't tee off till about 7 o'clock at the earliest.
Right.
I just hop out there and I play nine holes. It's great. Man. I love it. I've loved playing nine hole golf. You get done in about an hour and a half and it's great. So we appreciate Crestview bringing us this portion of the program.
Yes, we do.
36 holes of golf. Get out there, check it out. Let them know that we sent you from Sports Daily.
So Jacob, real quick, you're trying to keep nine holes under 90?
No, I'm projecting that out.
Okay. That's not what he
okay.
meant.
Yes, cool.
Yeah.
I get it.
Good job, Jad. Jad's smiling right now.
Listen, if you've seen me play golf, that might be. I understand why you might think something like that. But we're getting there. We're getting there. I'm trying to break 90 over an 18 hole stretch.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Yeah. Real quick though, Paul, on the Royals schedule, one final thing. We talked about these games against the contenders. If you look at the rest of their schedule, there are a lot of games that are winnable games mm-hmm. on that schedule too. Mm-hmm. It's not, I won't call it a soft schedule. In fact, I bet if we looked at it, it'd be one of the more difficult schedules down the stretch. St. Louis is on there is good. Cincinnati's not bad. LA is bad, but then there's Philadelphia, Cleveland, a bunch of games against Cleveland, I should say. You got another series with the Yankees, the Pirates, the Giants, the Nationals. There aren't a lot of soft games, but there are some. And we talked about this before. You have to win those games. You have to beat the bad teams, which they've been doing a pretty good job of lately. But you got to win those. This game tonight, though, it just feels like one they don't need to let get away. They'll regret it when we look back. If they're only 1-5 against Boston, it may mean a lot. And that's what we have tonight. You'll hear the game right here on KFH. It's Reagan's on the mound. They got to win this game. They've got to stop this bleeding, get into that day off with a much better taste in their mouth, and then get that weird two-game series against the Cardinals out of their system. All right, let's set you up for a final break. We've got other stuff to tell you about today. One more time on our text contest, you can text the keyword T to win some HTO to 20357. You can text the keyword Tim to 20357. For your chance at an all-ball weekend prize package that includes a pair of tickets to the Tim Tebow event coming up at the Crown Uptown and some signed Tim Tebow merchandise. Those are your two contests out there today. I think we're all caught up on the housekeeping. Thanks again to Grady Dick for joining us. If you missed any Grady Dick, you can go back and listen to that interview on the Odyssey app. We'll take our one final break here on Sports Daily, and we will come back. We'll tell you what's on the network today, including that Royals baseball. That's all for you here. It's all Brockton Savage at Sports Daily on a Wednesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.